Okay, it's Mitzvah Shem tonight. I'm hoping everyone can join for the Chagiga. So I plan to be there at about 10 o'clock. And tomorrow during the day, I don't want to take you away from family, you know, personal siddurs, but as many of you as can come and join throughout the entire day, so I'd very, very much appreciate that. But make sure that you have ample time with your families and with your parents and everyone else as well. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Daled Amud Aleph, two different statements of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That one is that Nashim Chayavos B'mikra Megillah, even though we would have thought that Kriyas Megillah is Mitzvah Seisha Azman Grama, this is the one of three exceptions mentioned in the Gemara based on the principle of Afen Hayubo Sohanes. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has a second halacha, that Chayavodram Likrosis Amegillah Balayla, L'shanosa b'yom, the person is obligated in Kriya Samigila to hear it at night, and the Kriya Samigila must be repeated during the day, based on the Pasuk in Tilim, in Kapitel Chavbeis, that Alokai Ekra Yomam Vosane, Laila Velozu Mioli. So the Pasuk speaks about Yom and Laila, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the need to read the Megillah twice. There is a Chiddush that the Shagasari has, it's found in Tur Yevin, in Megillah and Daf Dalet, which is relevant to both Ha'aras of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, is that simply a din drabanan, or should we assume that much more than that? That's a chiyuv which is midivrei Kabbalah. We've often discussed what the Pirkei Avot deals with at length in the Psicha Kolelet, that there are various levels of dinim daraisa. That's why something which is mufurish b'kra is much more chamor with something which is only halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, even though both are clearly daraisa. And certainly the same is true when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, that which is more rooted in a pasuk is more chamor as a din d'rabbanan. And a smachta certainly is more chamor than gzeiros and takanos. And that's why the chachamim will often try to find an asmachta in the pasuk, not just simply a remez ba'alma, but is considered to be that which in fact is more chamor. The Tur Yevin points out the following chiddush, that kriya samegillah is not just simply a chakana d'rabbanan, but rather, it's a mitzvah, midivrei Kabbalah, after all, ordained in the Divrei Navi itself, found in the Megillah, right, is the concept of Purim as being in a mishta, a simcha, accompanied with Kriyas HaMegillah, and Yedalit and Tesvav, as we discussed yesterday. So the Chiddush that the Prima Gad, that the Tur Yevin writes, is that Kriyas HaMegillah, of course, not just Rabbanah midivrei Kabbalah, but yet, right, the Tur Yevin distinguishes between the Kriya Balayla as opposed to the Kriya Bayom. The Kriya Bayom, that's considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah, and that is a Chiyuv which is Midivrei Kabbalah. The Kriya which is Balayla, that is only a Takana Drabana. This Kiddush is also found in the Ode B'Yehuda, in Orachayim, Madura Kama, in Simen Yir Aleph. Kriya Samegillah as being Midivrei Kabbalah, but the difference between the Kriya Balayla as opposed to the Kriya Bayom. This Chiddush is important in the Halacha, right, in several different ways. Number one is the Machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam regarding the Bracha of Shechianu. Tosus in that sugya in Megillah and Afdal and Aleph points out that clearly one is obligated to make a Bracha of Shechianu Mikra Megillah, that's clear. The question is, what about the Kriya Bayom? The Rambam writes that Shechianu was only recited at the first Kriya Balayla, and no Shechianu was repeated at all by Yom, at the Shittas Rambam. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus comments that the Brach of Shechianu is recited by Yom. After all, Tosus says, the Iker Persuminis is by Yom. The Tur Yevin explains the reason this is true is because that is the Iker Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, and that is the Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. So Enachinami, the person recites the Brach of Shechianu Balayla, because that's the first time of Kriyas HaMegillah, despite the fact that that is only a Takana Drabanan, but as of yet the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on a level of Divrei Kabbalah was not yet fulfilled. And on that basis, the Shagasari explains, right, the Chiddush of Tosa Sashita, that Shechianu is repeated not just simply Shar Mitzvah Sayom, but Shechianu is repeated even as far as the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah itself. But no, the Beit Hafer in Zak discusses at length in the Tshuva that what happens if a person has a conflict. The case brought before the Noda Bita was the following. They're in the middle of Mikra Megillah at night, and all of a sudden the Levana appeared. And as of yet, they were not Makadesh Levana. And there was a fear that there wouldn't be an opportunity to do so after the Kriyas HaMegillah. So a Chiddush that No, the Beit assumes that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, not the mitzvah d'Divrei Kabbalah, and that can be done afterwards. The mitzvah Kiddush Lavana was here was a mitzvah of Eris. And the Pesach Halacha of No, the Beit a great Kiddush that Bemsa HaKriya they should stop, they should go be Mekadosh Lavana, and then come back and complete the Kriyas HaMegillah. Right, that lengthy discussion. No, the Beit based on the assumption that again that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla again is a din d'Rabbanan, the Chiyuv Midivrei Navi, Midivrei Kabbalah is only that which is beyond. So that could understand again that not. The Mina of Hefsik, as the Noda Beit has, and the case of Tosis of making a brach of Shechianu. And on this basis as well, the Turiyevn explains the Shita of the Bahag, that even though it's explicit that Nashim Chayavos Mikregla because of Afeng Hayaboso Anes, does that mean that women can be mostly men in Mikra Megillah? Should we assume that the Chiyuv of men and women are identical in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? So Tosus quotes there in Megillah and Daf Dalit and Erechin and Daf Gimel, the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos, that even though women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, that Einan Motziyas HaNashim, right? They cannot read the Megillah for men. Why exactly is that true? Because apparently the Chiyuv of men and that of women is not an equal Chiyuv. Why should that be? We discussed when we're talking about the concept of Ahadri the Surakama, and the Tosus and Beis and Daf Yibes and Aleph, I mentioned to you the Briskarav and Nerechin and Daf Gimel, where the Biskarab points out the following Chakira, that what exactly is meant by Afein Ha'ebo Sohaneis? Is that considered to be a new Mechayim, step-free Chiyuv? Or does that just simply tell us under these conditions there is no Ptur of Zman Grama? When it comes to obligations of women generally, we assume the starting point is women have a Kedushas Yisrael, they're obligated to mitzvahs. It's just that there's a Ptur regarding certain mitzvahs as mitzvah Shez Zman Grama. All those exceptions that the Gemara mentions, that despite the fact that this is a Zman Grama, nonetheless, Nashim Mukhliyabos, does that mean that this is a new Mechayiv? Or does that mean that no, here there's no Ptur Zman Grama, and therefore back to our Tier 1, our Step 1 Chiyuv? And then one could argue that the Chiyuv of men and women, Mikra Megillah, is identical. Or one could argue that's not true, that Afein Habosanes is a new Mechayiv, and therefore it is not necessarily parallel or comparable to the Chiyuv in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah itself. For example, the Gon explains that, based on Halachos Gedolos, women are only Chayiv in Shmiyas HaMegillah. They have to hear, they have to participate in Kriyas HaMegillah. That's sufficient for Afein Hayoboso Hanes. But technically speaking, it's not considered to be a comparable Chiyuv as men in Mikra Megillah. Or, this Turiyevin writes the following Kiddush, and that is that Afein Hayoboso Hanes, there's several days in Rishonim, but Dikar Dein Rishonim Afein Hayoboso Hanes is only a Din Drabana. It's not true on a level of Daraisa. We once discussed that, the Tosas in Megillah and Daf Dalet, and the Tosas in Psachim and Daf Kufkesim and Beis. Right, two issues. Number one is Afein Hoyabalsanais. Is that a Din Daraisa, Din Darabana? Right? Does it apply to Mitzvah's Daraisa? Right? Unclear. Now, Tosas raises the issue that why is it necessary to have a drasha that women, in fact, are obligated in Achilas Matzah? The Gemara has a Pasuk. Since the Pasuk equates the Isra Chametz with the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, so therefore, Kol She'eshno B'Bal Tocha Chametz, Yeshno B'Kuma Chametzah. So Tosus raises, M'sachem Adav Kuvches, in Megillah and Daf Dalet, why is it necessary to have a drasha that women are obligated Achilas Matzah? Obviously that's true, no? Afin Hayav, also an ace. If it's good enough for Dal Kosos, isn't it good enough for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? So Tosus puts forth three different terusim. Now to discussion. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk that women are chayiv in achilas matzah? What's wrong with afein ha'bosones? Simple teresatosis is that afein ha'bosones is a rabbanu concept. It's not true on a level of daraisa. All the cases the Gemara has of afein ha'bosones are all dealing with dinim drabanan, whether it's near Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Dalet Kosos. This is not true midaraisa. So if you want to discuss whether Nashim Mukhiyavos in a mitzvah daraisa, so in such a case, you have to have a pasuk. You can't just simply assume that Afein Hayoboso Hanes. Good. If you look, however, in the Tosus and Sakh, the Tosus and Megillah, they formulate it differently. Now, there are two possibilities in Tosus. One possibility is the following, that Afein Hayoboso Hanes does not apply to mitzvah daraisa. Period. The second possibility is that no, Afein Habosneis applies to mitzvos, daraisa, but it will only create a chiyuv, drabanan. Not that this is irrelevant for mitzvahs daraisa. Afin habonesis applies to mitzvahs daraisa as well. But it's only going to create a chiyuv derabanan. So if all I had was afin habonesis, what would I have said? So one day in Tosis I would have said that women are exempt from matzah. The other day in Tosis says, no, I would have said nashra mukhiyavos in matzah, but only mukhiyavos on a level of derabanan. So therefore, you need a pasuk, either because you wouldn't have applied it at all, or all it would have generated is a chiyuv drabanan. And the last teretz of Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dalet, a great chiddush that ain't chinami. Afein hayabosanais number one applies to mitzvahs daraisa, and it creates a chiyuv daraisa. But Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbi Yosef Yishu Shalayim the following difficulty. So using the svar of afein hayabosanais, we would have said that nashmar mechuyavos in matzah. But using that gzeira shav of tesvav tesvav, equating matzah to sukkah, we would have said that women are exempt. So Tosfos says would have been stalemated. We wouldn't have known which way to turn. We have a gzeira shava equating Pesach and sukkahs, and we know women are exempt from sukkah. We would have argued they're exempt from matzah. We have a concept of afein hayabos soanes to tell us nashim uchuyabos. So you need a kosav ashlishi shachriyim b'nehem. What's that kosav ashlishi? A drasha, the kol sheyesh nabal tocha chametz, yesh nabal kumocha matza. That's the second teretz that tells us in the Gilan, Daf Dalet. That's a great kiddush, because the assumption that tells us is that you can apply afein hayabosanes to a mitzvah daraisa, and it creates a chiyuv daraisa. No? So 3 days in Tosfos. The primary day in Tosfos, afein hayabosanes has no application to mitzvah daraisa. The second day in Tosfos, you can apply to mitzvah daraisa, and it creates a chiyuv derabanan. And the third day of it, no, it applies to mitzvah daraisa, it creates a chiyuv daraisa, and the reason a pasuk for matzah is a separate reason because they're conflicting drashos. But if there wouldn't be conflicting drashos, we would assume afein hayabosanes creates a chiyuv daraisa. Zari nafkamina, the Birkei Yosef writes, and the Tafayin Hei nafkamina, are nashim uchuyavos in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's an important nafkamina. Are they obligated in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? That lachor is a mitzvah seh shazman grama that's not discussed by the Gemara. There's no pasuk. Matzah, we have a pasuk. Sukkah, we have a pasuk that nashimar pturos, ha'ezrach. What about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? So you know what the Birkei Yosef writes? It depends on 3 days of Tosfos, right? Either nashim pturos, or nashim mechuyavos, derabanan, or nashim mechuyavos, on the left of the raisa. That's the chiddush of the Birkei Yosef writes, an important nafkamina. So Shagazai assumes that the principle of afein hayabosanes will only create at best a chiyuv derabanan. And therefore, the Tzuri Evin writes that that's exactly the chiddush of halachos gedolos. That if you assume that Mikra Megillah is Vidivrei Kabbalah, Afein Habosanes does not mean there's no exemption of Zman Grama. Vidivrei Kabbalah, there's an exemption of Zman Grama. Afein Habosanes is a new Mechayim. But Nashim are only Mechuyavos Midrabanam, Anashim are Chayiv on a level of Vidivrei Kabbalah. So in such a case, a Chiddush that women cannot be Motzi men in Mikra Megillah. That's the basis of the Sheet of Halachas Gedolos. But Tzvi Pesach Frank discusses if that's true. What about the Kriya Balayla? If you put the two chedushim of the Tzuri Evin together, that the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah Balayla, right, is only Drabanan, and the reason that the Bahag assumes women cannot be motzi men and mikra Megillah is because of Drabanan Devei Kabbalah. So possible chiddush lalacha. Maybe one could split. If that would be the only problem of ein nashim motzias anashim, we'll have to see other possibilities as well. But that's the chiddush of Tzuri Evin. Is there any indication that this in fact is true? That there's a difference between the Kriya Balayla as opposed to a Kriya Bayom? Kriya Bayom is Divrei Kabbalah, Kriya Balayla is a Din Rabbanan. So there is a possible deal pointing in this direction found in Maseches Sofrim. In the Maseches Sofrim, Perek Chav Aleph and Halacha Ches, Maseches Sofrim is somewhat unclear. But it tells us the following, that makom shenahogu likros ha-samegillah shnei yamim korim. In a place where they have a practice of reading the Megillah both days, you read it on both days, in Dalet and Tesvav. Maseches Sofrim continues, laila v'yom, in places where there's a minhag of reading the Megillah at night and during the day, korim, you read it during the night and during the day. Hakol k'minag hamidim. Hakol k'minag hamidim. It's somewhat difficult. What is Masechus Sraf referring to? The chiyuv of kriyas hamigilah b'layla u'bayom is makom shenagu. Minag. Is that true? So if you look at the Mefarshim on the daf of Masechus Sraf, right, it's printed in the back of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, right? There is the Kisei Rachamim, right? That's one of the Mefarshim on the Masechus Sofrim, and the other one is the Nachlas Yaakov, right? So they point out the following Chiddush. But no, what does it mean? Makom Shnikro Shnei Yamim. We're talking about a case, we've discussed this earlier as well, of a Safek Mukav Choma. Safek Mukav Choma. What do you mean? Makom Shnikro Likro Shnei Yamim. Cities have Minhagim or Bidin and Megillah on 2 different days. That means that there's some element of Safek. We don't know whether the Kriyas HaMegillah is in Yudalit and Tesvav. That's a major issue in the Rishonim. As the Mishkanot discusses in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam writes, you have to read the Megillah both days. We don't assume this simply Safek is Lekula. No, Ran writes the Volkanach HaHarov, and therefore the Kriyas HaMegillah follows the Rov Olam, which is on Yudalit. So that's the Kiddush. If you have an ear which is Safek Lekula, so Masechus Sofrim is explicit. There, makom shenhog likro shnei yamim korim shnei yamim. That already is minog. That's according to the Rav. It's very good. Mikra hadin, they're only obligated in yadalit. But makom shenhog, they can read on tesvav as well, since in fact there is suffix. And what does it mean, laila v'yom korim? And the kriya balaila v'yom is only makom shenhog. Why is that? So that's what the Mefarshim Masechus Sofrim explained. But no. Like, what do you do in such a case? The kriya v'yom is a kriya which is midivrei Kabbalah, and that one could argue suffik is lechumra. And that's what the Gadim points out, that if you have something which is midivrei Kabbalah, we don't necessarily assume sveika darais is lekula. There, the suffik is lechumra. But what about the kriya balayla? Here, according to the Chiddush of Turi Evin, the kriya balayla is only a din derabanan. So, if it's a suffik derabanan, one could argue sveika d'ram lekula. That's exactly in the Chiddush of Masechus Sofrim, that the need for a kriya b'layla uvayom, a double kriya, as opposed to a single kriya b'yom, an ear which is suffik mukav choma, that's makom shenhagu. Because what's the other option? Perhaps that's the Chiddush. The other option would be a kriya b'yom, but not a kriya b'layla, because suffik d'rabanan in fact is lekula. That's how they explain this Chiddush of Masechus Sofrim. We once discussed at length, right? The sugya and the kukhes of sachim. Right? When do you apply the principle of sveik adron lekula? Can you apply the concept of a sveik adron lekula where you know the maskan is absolutely not true? No? Let's assume, for example, right, we discussed chazakos you can apply even if it's tarti disaster. Can you apply sveik adron lekula come tarti disaster? If you have an ear which is sveik mukav choma, can you argue maybe I'm chayiv today, maybe I'm chayiv tomorrow, and therefore what? Every kriya would be a suffik drabanan and not read at all. Can that be? That's what the Ran discusses in Sakhmad Kufkas. You can't apply the principle of the sveik dron lekula if the result is going to be negating the mitzvah entirely. That's the chiddush of the Ran. The Gemara has a suffik. Rav Nachman Shita, his seib is only required for 2 out of the dalakosas. But the Gemara is unsure. Which two? The first two, the last two? So the Gemara says, Ho vitzmar hachi, itzmar hachi, idividi bayaseva. So you have to do anything for all 4 kosos. The Ran asks, and what happened to Sveikun and Lekula? So the Ran has 2 terutzim. The first terut is the Ran, great Kiddush, inachinami. Mikar hadin, Sveikud ram Lekula. It's just the Rabcha the Milsa, the Chumra Ba'alma, that we do a Sveikun for Dal kosos, because Mikar hadin, everyone is only a Safe. And then the Kiddush in the Ran is that no, you can't arbitrarily apply Sveik ben Lekula. You can't just say, you know, I'll do it for the first two, not the last two, last two, not the first two. And you can't apply it uniformly, because that'll mean what? Don't do a Seiba. That's definitely wrong. So when you're faced with such a situation, you have to assume that a Sveik ben is the Chumra. If this is Pshat in the Masechus Sofrim, so this is very relevant to this issue. Now, if you have an ear which is Sveik, Mukav Choma, the possibility that the kriya b'yom you'll assume suffik is a chumra, the kriya b'layla is sveika d'rabanan l'kula, and therefore that's totally on makom shenhagu, the chiddush. We already discussed even yesterday the Ran shita. When it comes to bnei hakfar, there was only a takana for them to have a kriya b'yom. That was the mitzvah, midirei kabbalah. But the kriya b'layla, the Ran says they didn't have it all. Right? Then the Chachamim recognized that there was a difficulty, there was a Shasakha. And therefore the Chachamim did not require that they have to have a Kriya Balaima. That was the Kiddush of the Ran. This distinction, this Kiddush, that Kriya Samegillah is not just simply Drabanan, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. This is also what the Meiri mentions in the Sugyan Megillah and Daf Yotes Amud Beis. We assume the halacha like the Shitas Chachamim that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah. Why is that true? Why can a katan not be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah? There is a mitzvah chinuch. And we've discussed on several occasions as well, what exactly do we mean by the mitzvah chinuch? Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah of chinuch is a parental obligation to acquaint the katan with the performance of mitzvahs when he becomes in the future of Bar Chiyuva. That's what Rashi writes in Brachos and Daf Mem Ches. The mitzvah of chinuch is incumbent upon parents. Rashi writes in the beginning of Chagiga, Avi ve'imo, Chiddush, mothers as well. Technically speaking, the katan is not a Bar Chiyuva. And Tosas disagrees. Tosas writes in Brachos Daf Mem Ches, not true. Right? The katan is a bar chiyuva midrabanan mitzvot. This is also my focus, the Ran and the Ramban, and that's Sugyan Megillah and Daf Yotes, where the Ran assumes, like the Balei Tosas, that a katan shigil chinuch is a bar chiyuva midrabanan. Mashen came, the Ramban that assumes that no, that chinuch is a parental obligation to guide the katan, but technically speaking, the katan is not considered to be a bar chiyuva. So if you assume like the Shita of Rashi, like the Shita of the Ramban, you understand that Mishnah very well in the Daf Yotes. A katan cannot read the Megillah for a gadol. A katan is not a bar chiyuva. Good. But if you assume like Tosfos, like the Ram, that a katan is a bar chiyuva, so I understand if you do that, the mitzvah daraisa, loasi drabanan umapik daraisa, but if you're dealing with a mitzvah drabanan, why is it that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriya Samegillah? After all, the Gemara says, at least the gears that we have in the Gemara, in Brachos, Nafchaf Mebeis, writes that it's possible for a katan to be motzi a gadol in Birchas Hamazon, ben mevarech ba'aviv, as long as the gadol ate a sheer drabanan, a kazayis, as opposed to kadei sviya, because then the katan is only obligated to Birchas Hamazon drabanan. The gadol is only obligated to Birchas Hamazon drabanan. And therefore, I'll see the rabbanon, mafik daraisa. So if a katan can be motzi a gadol in benching, why can't he motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah? That's Tosfos' kasha. The Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Yotes. The Ramban assumes that a katan is not a bar chiyuva. And therefore, very good that a katan can be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah. And what about Birchas Hamazon? The Ramban writes that Gemara is utterly rejected. Because the whole assumption of Gemara Brachos and Daf Chav is that Kazayis and Birchas Hamazon is only a din Drabanan. Ramban writes that's not true. Ramban writes that Kazayis is a din Daraisa. So therefore, obviously, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol Birchas Hamazon. Because even if the gadol will only eat a Kazayis, Ramban writes Kazayis is Daraisa. Tosus maintains no, a katan is a bar chiyuva. And Kazayis is only Drabanan, and a katan can be motzi a gadol in Birchas Hamazon, so why can a katan not be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah? So Tosfos in Megillah and Daf Yotes comes up with a chiddush, something which is called Shrei Drabanan. Just like Losi Drabanan Umapik Daraisa, Losi Shrei Drabanan Umapik Chad Drabanan. If one is two steps removed from a Chiyuv Daraisa, he cannot be motzi one who is a single step removed from a chiyuv daraisa. And that's why a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Mikra Megillah. When it comes to a gadol is a bar hachi of mitzvahs daraisa, but the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is only drabanan. A katan, number one, the mitzvah is drabanan. Number two, his chiyuv in mitzvahs. He's only a bar chiyuv drabanan. A bar chiyuv drabanan in a mitzvah drabanan cannot be motzi one who is a gadol in a mitzvah drabanan. What do you do with the case in Brachos Nafkav of Birchas Hamazon, where a cotton can be mosi got on Birchas Hamazon? So Tosfos adds an important tenai that the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara says that the Gadol has to eat a kazayis, cannot eat kadei sviya. Tosfos adds a further requirement, but the cotton must eat kadei sviya. So if the cotton eats kadei sviya and the Gadol only eats a kazayis, then both the cut and the gadol are one step removed from a chiyuv daraisa. The katan ate a shir daraisa, but a katan is a bar chiyuv drabanan. The gadol is a bar chiyuv daraisa who ate a shir drabanan. But also writes a great chiddush that if a katan eats a kazayis and a gadol eats a kazayis, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol and birkas hamazon, because now you have your shrei drabanan versus chad drabanan. That's what Tosa says, you have to argue. Otherwise, how do you distinguish between Mikra Megillah as opposed to Birchas Hamazon? That's the Tosa in Megillah. Now, if you test some advice. The Me'iri, that's it, yeah. It's not as the Chiddush of Turiyevit, but the Me'iri, that's it, yeah. It writes explicitly that a katan is only chayv mikra megillah as rabbanan. A gadol, the chiyuv is midibrei kamon. So that's it. So a katan cannot be motzi a gadol. Mikra megillah, not the same chiyuv. Just as the Turi Evin suggested, when it comes to women within the sheet of halachos gadolos, that's exactly what the Mir writes when it comes to katan. Right? A gadol who's obligated to bring Kabbalah. One could then suggest in the following chiddush, if that's the reason, so in cases where Mikra Megillah is only a din drabanan, maybe one could envision a katan being motzi a gadol, according to this chiddush of the Miri. One possibility is, if you accept that second chiddush of the Turi Evin, and that is that Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is only drabanan, Divrei Kabbalah is limited to Yom. Or there are cases, for example, where everyone would agree that Kriya Samegillah is only a Dindra Abanan. Let's assume, for example, you have a poor Mishulosh. Let's assume that Tesvah falls out on Shabbos. And the Kriya Samegillah is early. Everyone is reading early. The fact that the Kriya Samegillah is pushed up for Mukav Chom on Yudalid, that's Midivrei Kabbalah. That's a Dindra Abanan. Well, that's one of the cases of the Gzera Derabba. No? You can't have a Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. So Purim falls out, says Vav on Shabbos, they read the Megillah earlier, Thursday night and Friday. That's Midivrei Kabbalah. Gzeirah D'Rabba. That would be a case where the whole Kriyas HaMegillah, Bayom Uva Laila. Very Kiddush, no? For the B'nai Ha'ir, that would be a Kriyas HaMegillah, Midivrei Kabbalah. And for the B'nai Krach, Mukav Choma, that would be a Kriyas HaMegillah, which is only D'Rabbana. Right, with those nafkaminas as well. What about katan? What about the possibility of nashim and so on? So again, the Turi Evin just mentions very briefly, right? The halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi afin habal sanes is not comparable to the ikar chiv of kriyas and megillah and halachos gadolos, and the difference between drabanan versus dimei kabbalah. These are just several other nafkaminas, right? That would follow right from such a great chiddush. If you assume. Perhaps this is not the case. How else do you understand the halacha, right, of Baal Halachos Gadolos, that women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah? So here the Achronim put forth many other possibilities as well. The Magen Avram, in Tafresh Peites, just writes simply, Mishum Kavod HaTzibur. The Gemara tells us that Ishalo Tikra B'Tzibur B'Pei Kavod HaTzibur. And therefore the Magen Avraham writes that just as the Gemara applies it to the concept of Kriya Sator, so Hu Hadinami, the same thing applies when it comes to Kriya HaMegillah. And the Bir Hagra in Tafresh Peites writes very simply, without getting into the issue of Drabanan and Divrei Kabbalah, the Halachos Gadolos himself seems to use this terminology, that the chiyuv of women in Kriya Samegillah is only Shmiya Samegillah. Afin Harbal Sanes is not Mechayev Kriya Samegillah. It just means that they also, look, they were also included, also as Sakana, Poshub Shantosis. Not Nasa Sayadam, the Chiddush Rashbam, Poshub Shantosis also included, and therefore, in some shape or form, they should participate in the mitzvah as well, but not the Torah Skriya, it's simply the Torah Shmiya. Who says that Afen Habos Nais is the same level for you? For example, Tzvi Pesach Frank raises the following issue. Afen Habos Nais applies to Ner Hanukkah. It's a somewhat common practice that many women do not like Ner Hanukkah. They're Yotze with their husband, sometimes with their father. Why exactly is that? Mishabur, as you know, mentions a Svar Benishtok Gagufo. That would mean that a wife does not have to light, but daughter should light. Tzvi Pesach Frank pointed out that the minhag in many communities was women did not light. If they were alone, they lit. But others, they're yotzei with the bnei bayis. And what about mahadra, mahadra, mina mahadra? How does that play out? It's one possibility very simply. Because who says that afen hoya bol sanayis is mechayiv mahadra, mahadra, mina mahadra? Afen hoya bol sanayis requires some degree of recognition of participation in the mitzvah. This is what the Gaon writes when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Afen Habosanais is sufficient in terms of Shmiyas HaMegillah. And that's exactly why the Rama writes that when women are being Yotzei, the Nusach HaBracha should be Lishmo HaMegillah. It's not Mechayev Kriyas HaMegillah itself. So the Gaon writes very simply, as far as Mikra Megillah is concerned, Mikra Einu Mechuyevis Badavar Lagave Ish, that women are exempt from. And therefore, Einu Motzi Yisrav Yirei Chavasa. Again, that Afen Habosanais is not just simply, right, a hafgav zman grama, step one, but rather it's a new mechayiv. And who says that that mechayiv is comparable to Kriyas HaMegillah itself? There is a chiddush that the Avinezer has. This is also found in the Marcheshes. The Avinezer is an Arachayim in Simen Tavkuf Yir Aleph. And the Marcheshes is found in Chelek Aleph in Simen Chav Beis. There they write fancy papulim why it is that there should be a difference between the chiyuv of women as opposed to the chiyuv of men in Kriyas HaMegillah. We discussed last week the issue of Zechiras HaMalek. To what extent women are obligated in Zechiras HaMalek, to which extent they're obligated in Mechiyas HaMalek. Avnei Marcheshes write the following chiddush: that part of the kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah is Zechiras HaMalek. The Pirsumei Nisa has dual elements to it. Pirsumei Nisa, in terms of no doubt, our nitzachon, certainly. But the Pirsum Hanes also of Haman is being Yizar Shel HaMalek and Zechir Mechiyas HaMalek. It's the Chiddush. The possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek by Yidei Kriyas HaMegillah. We already discussed the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, Tafresh Behei. If you didn't hear the Kriya Parsha Sat, can be Yotzi with the Kriya Purim morning of Parshas B'Shalach. But the Chiddush of Avnei Nezer Marcheshes, that may be one of the elements of Mikra Megillah itself, is part of Zechiras HaMalek. The fact that there is a link, the Gemara does have a drasha. We know if a person is kore al peh, he's not yotze. Megillah has to be linked. Mitoch Hatzav. How do you know that that's true? So the Gemara writes in Megillah Daf Yoches Amud Aleph the following drasha. Then when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, as I mentioned to you earlier, Hayamim Ha'ela Nizkarim Venasim. Nizkarim. Zechira. And the Gemara says, when it comes to Amalek, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer. So just as Amalek Zikaron B'Sefer, so too, the Kriyas HaMegillah has to be a Zikaron B'Sefer. And Kara Bel Peh is not Yotze. So we mentioned already last week a couple of possible chidushim in that Gemara. Number one, even before you get to Mikra Megillah,
that Zechiras HaMalek is Zikron B'Sefer, that's Pashup Shat Tosas Hashita. That's the Tosas, no? Megillah Daf Yud Zayin obeys. That the Kriya of Parshas Zakah Mitoch HaKsav is Daraisa. You need a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Kstozo Zikron B'Sefer. And what's the link to Mikra Megillah? Just a random link. Zachar, Zachar. You know, there are a lot of places that the Torah mentions Zachar. Why did the Gemara feel that there should be such a drasha equating Zechiras HaMalek and Mikra Megillah? And if Zechiras HaMalek has to be a sefer, Kriyas HaMegillah has to be a sefer. That's not just a random drasha where we have a Mesorah to link to themes that are unrelated. No, that's part of the Kiyum of Mikra Megillah. Not just simply the Kiyum of the Nitzachim of Knesset Yisrael, but the Kiyum of the downfall of HaMalek. And therefore, Ksozo Zikram B'Sefer is very relevant. So that's the Chiddush in fact. That we know when it comes to Zechiras HaMalek, there's a basis of distinction. That Chiddush of the Chinuch and Tafresh Gimel, that women are exempt from Zechiras HaMalek. So maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush, that even though good, Afen Hoibo Sohanes, but it doesn't contain the same elements as a Kriya Samagila of men. There, the Pirsa Manes obligates women on one element, Nitzachon and so on, but that Kiyum of Zechira Samalek, they're exempt from. That's the Chiddush of Avnei Ezer Macheshes. They even go a step further and argue that you understand very well why it is the Halachos Gedolos said that Nashar Mechuyavos in Shmiya. Why Shmiya? Because the whole Drasha that you need a Kriya Samagila Mitoch HaKsav comes from Ksozo Zikram B'Sefer. So if women are exempt from that Chiyuv, then you can understand very well that the Chiyuv of women should be one of Shmiya as opposed to one of Kriya. And then the Maharal Heshes offers another possibility. The Gemar Megillah Daf Yudal Amud Aleph is bothered by the following. Why is it that Hallel is not recited on Purim? So the Gemara has three possibilities. One is very simply that Hallel is not recited on a Nes in Chutz Laretz. Only on a Nes in Eretz Yisrael. One possibility I mentioned last year, the Shir before Pesach, the Chiddush of the Rambam, that the concept of Kohol and Sibur is only Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz Laretz. Parham Dabar Shel Sibur. So perhaps that's true when it comes to this Teretz of the Gemara as well. So Shefta mentioned last week at the scene. That why is it Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz? Because the takana of Hallel is only on the mitzvah that affects the tzibur. You don't find the takana of Hallel on Mass on a nes that occurs to a yachid or yechidim. That means Eretz Yisrael. Whenever there's a halacha that requires tzibur, that means the tzibur of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam writes, the Pirshim Shnayis and Perek Dalet Bechoros. That's one possible teretz of the Gemara. The other teretz of the Gemara, of Rava, is Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. Right? That the Hatzala, the Nitzachon of Purim, was incomplete. Therefore, you don't recite Hallel. And then, Nachman says that no, Kriyasa Zuhi Halela. The Kriya Samagila itself is Hallel. Ram Paslan that way. Kriyasa Zuhi Halela. One could understand that line in the Gemara, Kriyasa Zuhi Halela, very simply, that the Kriya Samagila is in place of. It's Bimakom Hallel. Marcheshes understands now the fancy Kiddush that they're two kiyumim in Kriya Samagila. There's a kiyum of Kriya, and part of that there's a kiyum of Hallel. There is such a sheet in the Meiri. The Meiri writes, Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, pretty great, great Kiddush. You're on a desert island, and you don't have a Megillah, and you can't have a Kriya Samagila.
you're obligated to say Hallel.
Like the Kriyas HaMegillah, that itself substitutes for the Hallel to the extent that if one does not, for whatever reason, have a Kriyas HaMegillah, you're obligated to say Hallel. The Rebbe writes it explicitly.
It doesn't just simply mean that this is an alternative form of Sheva Parada.
The Marcheshes writes, the Chiddush, right, that are women obligated in Kriyas HaHallel? Women are exempt from Hallel. Hallel is a Zman Grama. What about on Hanukkah? Even though on Hanukkah we apply the principle of Afei Hayavo Sohanes, women are obligated in the Ikar Mitzvah Sayom because of Afei Hayavo Sohanes. They're obligated in Halakas Haneros. But women are not obligated, we assume, Hallel of Hanukkah. Tosfos points out that there's one Hallel that women are obligated because of Afei Hayavo Sohanes. That's a Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches. Women are obligated in the Hallel at the Seder night. That we've spoken about in the past as well. That's a very different type of Hallel. But normally speaking, Afei Hayavo Sohanes is not Mechayiv Hallel. Women are exempt from Hallel Hanukkah. So the Marcheshes writes the following Chiddush: if you assume Kriyas HaZui Halayla, there will be an aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah that women are exempt from. If the Mechayiv is simply Afei Hayavo Sohanes. And therefore, we can understand the sheet of Halachos Gedolos that women are not motzi men in Mikra Megillah. What are some possible differences as to all of these reasons, right, for the Chiddush of Halachos Gedolos and others, that the obligation of men and women are not comparable in Kriyas HaMegillah? One is simply the following. There is a Bir Halacha in Daf Resh Pei Tes, in Sif Beis, writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume you have a Cheresh Midaber Veino Shomea, a person who cannot hear, but one who is capable of speaking. Mishnah Berurah writes the following Chiddush, that he's obligated to read the Megillah himself. That he has a chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah. So good, if he's capable of hearing, you can invoke Shomea Ka'onet. If he's incapable of hearing, he would be obligated Likras HaMegillah Atzma. That's the Bir Halacha writes, Daf Resh Pei Tes. And in the Great Kodesh, at Tzipei Sefrein, in Purim, Simin Chavtes, writes the following. What happens if it's a Chareshes? A woman is able to hear, unable to hear, but able to speak. Would she be obligated to read the Megillah herself? The possible suggestion that according to Halachos Gedolos, if the Chiyuv of Nashim in Kriyas HaMegillah is one of Shmiya and not of Kriya, Sachidish, then a Cheresh would be called the Bar Chiyuv of the Torah's Kriya, but a Chereshes would not. In the Sefer Imek Bracha by Rav Pramchik, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, in Os Gimel of Hilchos Kriyas HaMegillah, he suggests the following Kiddush. Is Kavana Shomea Ka'ona necessary for Kriyas HaMegillah? We once discussed, do you need the Kavana of Shomea Ka'ona for Tzkiyah Shofar? One of the possible suggestions I mentioned was maybe that depends on the machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the Rosh, the other Rishonim, whether the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah of Tzkiyah or a mitzvah of Shmiya. If it's a mitzvah of Tzkiyah, so how is it that there's a tziruf between your Maisa Tzkiyah and myself? The answer must be Shomea Ka'onet. If, however, you hold the mitzvah of Shofar is one simply of Shmiya Sakol, so one could argue the following Chiddush, that Kavan of Shomea Kon is not necessary. No? In order to have a kol shofar, it has to be produced by a Bar Chiyuva. A katan can't do so. You can't just hear a tape. It has to be what the Torah recognizes as a kol shofar. But when I am the Shomea kol shofar, I'm being Yotzei myself. not vay acherim through the principle of shomei ka'omer. Emet bracha suggests the same chiddush in terms of a difference between men and women in Kriyas HaMegillah. Men and women who hear Kriyas HaMegillah have different kavanos. Right? The kavana that the man has is not just simply lotzeis, but it's shomei ka'omer. My chiyuv is one of nikra Megillah. And I'm being yotzi through the principle of shomei ka'omer. The Emet bracha suggests the chiddush that according to halachas gedolos, if it's simply a mitzvah of shmiya, so perhaps, right, that level of kavana is not necessary. You don't need the kavanas hamashmiya and the kavanas hashomeya. Hearing, right, Megillah, mipi bar chiyuv, that's considered to be sufficient. Right? The other difference we alluded to, whether one should distinguish, for example, between a kriya balayla and a kriya bayom. If the reason for halachos gedolos is shmiya versus kriya, perhaps not. But if the difference is Rabbanan versus Divrei Kabbalah, there should be a marked difference then between the Kriya Balayla as opposed to the Kriya Bayom. If one should assume like the Marcheshes, Kriyasa Zui Halayla. Poshub Shad, when does Kriyasa Zui Halayla apply? Acharei, that's only Bayom, not Balayla. Halel, right, is only Bayom. Halel is not Balayla. If one would assume Kriyas Zui HaLayla, there would be a split between the Kriyas HaMegillah at night and the Kriyas HaMegillah during the day. Kriyas HaMegillah at night is a mitzvah of Kriya. Kriyas HaMegillah during the day has that element of Kriyas Zui HaLayla. Halel is only by Yom. Again, Tosus points out that Tosus and Sukkot of Laman Ches, the Seder night, is a different type of halel entirely. That women are obligated in. But the halal which is the Zman Grama, right? That's a halal which is only by Yom, not a halal which is Balayla. So these are just several different reasons as to what the nature of Chiyuv Kriyav HaMegillah is, Shmiya versus Kriya, halal Zechira Samalek, right? And how it impacts, right? On the Kriya Balayla, Kriya Bayom, and the concept of Afein Hayabo Sohanes. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Hei that there is a unique role of tzibur in Kriyas HaMegillah. There are certain mitzvahs that are only fulfilled by tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is by tzibur. We discussed last week the Chiddush Darash, the Din D'oraisa of Parshas Zachar is only by tzibur. The Rambam stresses in Perek Tes Tochos Tefillah that there are two aspects to Tefillah. There's a Tefillas Yachid, but there's a separate, independent concept of a Tefillas Hatzibur, the Rambam writes, Chazaras Hashatz. Certain mitzvahs clearly require Tzibur. And then the Mishnah tells us in Perek Gemel of Bikurim that even when you're dealing with a Chovas Yachid, like bring Bikurim, but nonetheless, there still is a concept of Rov Ham Hadras Melech, the Pasuk Mishlei, in Perek Yedalet. The Rambam writes in Ofos Bikurim, in Perek Dalet, Ofos Tazayin, I have to bring Bikurim individually. Yeah, but the Mishnah describes the whole procession of how Knesset Yisrael would come to Makom HaMikdash. Not because Bikurim is a Kiyum Tzibur, but because of Rov Ham Hadras Melech. So it's clear that we have these two models. Sometimes it's a kiyum tzibur, and sometimes, you know, it's just an enhancement when the mitzvah is done berovam. What about Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Aleph quotes the following distinction of Rav, that if you're dealing with the Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana, Yudalit Kesvav, Koran also Afilubiyachim. The Megillah is read, even individually. If Shalom Bizmana, if you're reading it other than its appropriate time, let's say B'nai Kfar or Makim Yom HaKnisa, then it's only Ba'asar. That's the Shita of Rav. And Rav Asi disagrees. Rav Asi writes that Ben Bizmana, Ben Shalom Bizmana, Ba'asar, unbelievable. I'll focus on Moraim. Rav Asi writes that Sibur is necessary. It's not just Barov Amhadras Melech. The Kiyum of Kriya Samagila is only with Sibur. And Rav disagrees. Rav is some Zivim B'yachid. So Tosos comments, you should know Hilchos HaKavos Sederat. You pass on my ground. That one fulfills the mitzvah of Kriya Samigla Ilm B'yachid. And then Tosos continues and quotes Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. A further Kiddush, Ach B'yachid Sarek Levarech. You know what? You can even make a bracha B'yachid. And Tosfos continues and says, "V'chein nimtza b'tshuvas Rashi." Ah, and there's a tshuvas Rashi that says this as well. And Tosfos says, and it's meduyuk in the Gemara, because the Gemara, and Daf Chaf Aleph, when it raises the kasha may mevarech, the Gemara doesn't say only b'tzibur not b'yachid. That seems to imply that you always make a bracha. It's the whole shock of the time. It tells us this is a great kiddush. No. According to Yosef, there's no Kriya Samigila B'yachid. Good. But we pass them like Rav. But Tosus is still willing to entertain the possibility that even though we pass them like Rav, that Karno Safila B'yachid, nonetheless, no bracha. And Tosus says, no, but there is such a Shita, Shuvas Rashi, and Yosef Yishashlan, a deal in the Gemara. If you look, for example, in the Mordechai Megillah, in Tavshin Pei Beis, you know what the Mordechai writes? No bracha. The bracha is only b'tzivut. There's no bracha b'yachid. That's a mechad eisim. So apparently, you see, one thing is clear, according to the Mordechai, obviously, but even according to Tosus, that even Rav, who argues that you can read the Megillah b'yachid, still acknowledges that there's a kiyum tzibur. Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur is not Mikra Bikurim B'tzibur. That's not just simply Barovam HaDras Melech. That's a separate kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah. Ad Dekaf, that one could envision that a bracha is only B'tzibur, not B'yachid, even Alibad Rav. This isn't so strange, because after all, part of the essence of Kriyas HaMegillah, as we discussed, is Persumin Issa. And Persumin Issa requires more simply than a Maisa Kriya B'yachid. And therefore one could envision that according to Rav Ashi, Tzibur is necessary, Rav Ashi Shita. And according to Rav, the mitzvah B'shlimus is only B'tzibur, because of Persumin Issa. Before Chanukah, we discussed that Machlokas as well. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Ma'achar shetzitha rego min ashuk. Is there any independent mitzvah sadlaka without any pirsum hanes? So the Rashba says that there is. The Rashba writes that for the kiyum of persumin issa, you have to light kodam shetzitha rego min ashuk. But la'achar shetzitha rego min ashuk, of course you still light. And you still light with the bracha. Because there's a mitzvah of Maisa Halakha independent of Persumin Issa. And Pashim Shat, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that there's no kiyum whatsoever of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah without Persumin Issa. So you see again that Persumin Issa is not just simply Barov HaMhadras Melech, but this is an inherent part of the Takan of Kriya Samigila. Machlokes, Rav and Rav Asi, and Machlokes Rishonim even the halacha whether bracha should be recited. Perhaps the bracha is only in the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. The Gemara later in the Gilda, if you test someone bays, even quotes the following Nafka Mina. What happens if you have a Megillah which is Ksuva ben Haksuvim? You have a Megillah which is not an independent Megillah. Our Megillahs, right? It's a Navi, a Klap of just Megillahs Esther. Now this is a Megillah Ksuvim ben Haksuvim. This is a whole Ksuvim. So in the very, very large scroll, so part of it is Megillah Esther. So what happens if a person reads at Megillah Esther Ksuvim ben Haksuvim? So the Gemara says the great Kiddush.
that the Yachid one is Yotzeh, but the Tzibur one is not Yotzeh. Let's go to the Halacha, Tafesh Sari Aleph. The difference between Yachid versus Tzibur. What exactly does that mean, Yachid versus Tzibur? Perhaps it simply means the following, the Kiyum Tzibur is lacking. Why is that true? Rashi seems to explain. There be good. If you test some advice, what's wrong with Ksuv and Aksuvim? It's lacking the element of Persimonism. When a person holds in front of him just the Geras Hazos, that's part of the Kiyum of Pirsim Hanais. When a person has before him, right, Ksuva ben Haksuvim, so in such a case, the impression, as Rashi points out, is the Korah Torah. It just looks like he's just reading Psukim, reading Parashios. Is that a Chisaron in Kriya? Perhaps not. What is lacking? Pirsim Hanais. So that's why the Gemara comments that the Yachin, one would be Yotzei. Because Biyachid, there's a mitzvah of Kriya, but there isn't that Kim of Pirsimanes. In order to have the Kim Tzibur, so it doesn't simply mean that the Tzibur is present, but more than that. It has to be, right, Chifza, or that which is Nitzan of Pirsimanes. Right? The Igeres. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes as well. When a person reads the Tzibur, you have to spread out, right, the entire Megillah. Right? Ki Igeres. When you read the Yachid, you don't do that. You can have the column in front of you, and that's sufficient. So even though we assume like Tosfos Hashita, that we pass them like Rav, and that means you make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah, so as you know, you found the following tradition in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Sadi Beis, that's only as far as the bracha Lifanea is concerned. The bracha Lifanea, on the Maisa HaMitzvah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that you can recite even the Yachid. But here the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi, but not the bracha of Harav Esriveinu. The bracha of Harav Esriveinu, that bracha is Nikva. And Pirsimenisa. And that requires Tzibur. The Yachid, the bracha of Harav Esriveinu, the Yerushalmi indicates, is not recited. Back to Ramad, Tafresh Sadi Beis, right, this is what the Shar HaTzion, right, discusses at greater length, the Chiddush of the Ritva, that the bracha of Harav Esriveinu need not be recited, the Ritva writes, by the Baal Koreh. A Shomea can recite the bracha of Harav Esriveinu, even though the practice is that Koreh recites the brachos lifaneha, the bracha on the mitzvah of Kriya, for the bracha on Pirsum Hanes, can be recited by one of the shomim. And the Shar HaTzion writes the name of the ritva, also the following. Why is it that the bracha of Harav Esriveinu begins with Baruch? Isn't that a bracha smucha l'chavrta? You have a bracha at the beginning of Hallel, and a bracha at the end of Halal, the bracha at the beginning of Pesukah de Zimra, the end of Pesukah de Zimra, and the bracha lecha did not begin with Baruch. Smucha lechavrata. Why is that not true when it comes to bracha of Harav Esriveinu? So that's what the Shar HaTzion emphasizes, that the bracha of Harav Esriveinu, right, that's the bracha, right, and Pirsum Enisa. And that's the Chiddush Yerushalmi, separate kiyum. That's only the Tzibur, that's not the Yachid. Even the Shomea can recite that bracha. So in order to demonstrate that this is true, separate psicha, separate chasima, like we have in Rashi, the Sikha Shoah brachas. No? Since, for example, there are different conditions to recite the Shoah brachas as opposed to the bracha achrit of Ashabara. So therefore, Ashabara begins with Baruch because at times it's an independent unit. And that's what the Ritva writes. Generally speaking about the bracha of Harav Esriveinu, it's an independent kiyum bracha. That bracha is on Pirsum Hanes, even though Tosfos writes the name of the Rishonim, that one can recite the brachos lifaneha. We discussed yesterday a bit in terms of the Hashkafa of Purim, that Purim at times is a great element of Simcha. But the Simchas Purim is one which is tempered, one which is balanced. On the one hand, Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. At the same time, however, Purim is a recognition, right, of Golos. You just mentioned, for example, that Gemara, Daf Yud Daled. Why is it that Hallel is not recited? And not because Kriyas Zui Halel, Rav Nachman says, but Rava says, because Akate Abdei Achashverosh Hanan. We recognize that there were Nisim in the time of Purim, but the Nitzachon of Purim was incomplete. One cannot equate, for example, Yimei Purim, what we discussed yesterday, with Yimei HaPesach, Nisim Gluim, as opposed to Nisim Nistarim. Pesach Hashem Yilachem Lachem. Right, when it came to Purim, the opposite was true. Lo Yigida Esther. Everything was done in such a covert way. Esther wasn't even allowed to go in to explain, right, that she's a member of Knesset Yisrael, this is the Yad Hashem that will prevail, and so on. Rav would comment, even historically, it was a time of Pascha Nevuah, right? Tchufas HaNavim was coming to one at that particular time. Many elements that Purim has, a certain tension, a certain sense of dialectic, that there's an element of Simchas Purim, but at the same time there's a very serious side to Purim itself. The Gemara even mentions, for example, the Chiddush of Yosef on Daf Hei, that originally Purim was thought to be a time of Simcha Mishta V'Yomtiv. Purim was going to be a time of Yomtiv. L'Basof, no, you may Mishta V'Simcha K'siv, Rabbi Yosef says. No Yomtiv. The Parsha of Shav, the Gemara is that it was thought that Purim would contain an Isra Malacha like Yomtiv. And L'Basof, no, there's no Isra Malacha on Purim. It's an Isra of Hesped and Tainis. There are many rayas that the fact that Purim is not a Yomtiv not only impacted on Isra Malacha, but rather it affected the whole nature of Simcha. Precisely because on Purim the Simcha is incomplete, it was not instituted as a time of full Yomtiv. Now, this is the shift of Tainis Esther and Simchas Purim. The fact that the Shabbos before Purim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Purim morning, we acknowledge Kielo Keis Ka Mocham Hashem Alek Midor Dor, but we also acknowledge the more serious sign that Purim has as well, not just simply right the time of pure and pristine Simcha. We mentioned the obligation of Kriyas HaMegillah, right, Balaylo Vayom. So the Gemara quotes several different psukim. Now, so the psukim that Rabbi Shulam Levi uses seem very unusual, no? One pasuk the Gemara quotes is Laman Yizmer Chavod Lo Yido. Beautiful, no? But the pasuk you mentioned earlier, Rabbi Shulam Levi, Elokai Ekra Yomam Vosana, Laila Vlo Dumiyali, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a complete answer. That's the source of Kriyas HaMegillah. Is very unusual. And the answer is absolutely yes. A recognition, right, of the Yad Hashem, but also a recognition of what Rava says, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. And that's exactly why that Hallel is not recited, Rava says, at that particular time, to emphasize, right, the dual nature of Purim. The Rambam is very clear that even the mitzvah of Simcha, it's not a mitzvah of Simcha which envelops and impermeates the entire day. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah to have a Sudas Purim. And there's an element of Simcha within that Suda. You know, the Gemara says, Dav Zayin, Chayv Nishtam Suda Paraya. When is that true? So the Rambam begins, Ketzad Chova Sudazu. Right? What is the Chiv of Sudas Purim? And under that heading, the Rambam writes, right, the Chiddush of Rava, the Chayiv Nishtam Besud, the Paraya. That's very different from Simchas Yontif, in Paragraph Vav, the Chuchas Yontif. When the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, the Rambam tells you that Simcha envelops the entire day of Yontif. One of the ways we fulfill is through Suda, but that's only one of the ways. The Rambam describes many other ways that Simcha is fulfilled. Here the Rambam does not do that. The Rambam just simply writes, Ketzad Chova Suda Zu. that means that even the element of simcha is somewhat more limited on Purim than it is on Yom Tov generally. And one suggested, almost an apparent steer in Rava, no? But Rav is the one in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph that says you don't say Hallel because Akat Yavdei Chashrei Rosh Hashanah. That's a pretty serious time. It's inappropriate to say Hallel. And Rava is the one who writes in Megillah Daf Zayin Odeis that Mechayev Nesh Lemebesur Beparayat Lo Yada. That's the memory of Rava. How do these two statements of Rava go hand in hand? On the one hand, the overt Simcha, Chiyuv of Mishta, Rashi says Mesume B'Yayin, and yet refrain from setting Hallel because Akati Yavrei Chashrei Rosh Hashanah. So putting a different spin on things, we usually think at first glance that Mechayev Inish Mesume Poraya, right, is a manifestation of Simcha. Question is, to what extent is that the mission? I've often mentioned to you that how does the Torah define Simcha? Always the Samach Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. It's no coincidence that in Yantip there's a mitzvah deraisa of Simcha, there's a chiyuv of Aliyah LeRegel. These two halachos go hand in hand. Akrei Kaf, that also suggests, we're cutting the Kedal Mabeis, without a Beis Hamikdash, Simcha is only the Rabbanah. Simcha means presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that Gemara, we're cutting the Kedal Mabeis, that a person cannot be an Avim on Yantip. Because an avvel means acknowledging somewhat of a distance. Someone feels a sense of hester upon him. And an yantiv, simcha. And the Gemara says when it comes to a kohen gadol, they're never nihu gyabelus. Why is that true? The Gemara says a kohen gadol, bishayim os hashana, is ki yisrael beregel damya. What's the link of Yisrael and a regel and a Kohen Gadol b'Shayim Rosh Hashanah? It's not that the Kohen Gadol has an Yisrael Malach each and every day. What's the link? The link is Lifnei Hashem. We're obligated to go to Makom Mikdash and Shalosh Regalim. The Kohen Gadol, as the Rambam explains, must always be in the Mikdash. It's not just simply a Kohen Gadol has priority in Avodah. Kohen Gadol wears the big day kuna, right? Tzitz Meratzeh. Talmid Lifnei Hashem. Ratzon Lifnei Hashem, no? So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is always Lifnei Hashem. That means no nihu gavelus. The definition of real simcha is the samach to Lifnei Hashem Elokim. When a person is Lifnei Hashem, so the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini the opposite is true. No, Yayin v'Shechar al teisht. If a person will attempt to intoxicate himself when he's being Lifnei Hashem, that's a terrible, terrible Issur D'oraisa. It means that when a person recognizes that he's Lifnei Hashem, any false type of stimulus, right, is inappropriate. It's an Issur D'oraisa. A person who feels that it's necessary to get a charge before he enters the Mikdash Hashem. The Pasuk says you can't do such a thing. There's an Issur Shtuyayin, an Issur Shasim. Perhaps that's exactly the chiddush of Rava, that mechayev nishna b'sim b'paraya is not an acknowledgement of great simcha being b'fnei Hashem. Maybe the opposite is true. That's the acknowledgement that the nes of Purim is incomplete, and we are still living in galus, and still akati achashrei Rosh Hashanah, and one is not allowed to recite Hallel. And how is it that under those circumstances that one is called upon to celebrate Yemei Mishta v'Simcha? So that's the Chiddush that Rabbi writes, Mechayev Inish Nebisun B'Puraya. The fact that one is allowed to do so is a recognition of Akat Yadei Chashrei Rosh Hashanah, not just an element of unbridled Simcha. Maybe it's not a steer at all, the two statements of Rabbi, but he had no sentence, right? Both, the lack of reciting Hallel, and the need, when the Siv Pariah, both point the very same direction. That these are two indications that we commemorate the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed, but yet, with a clear acknowledgement, that Akat Yavdei Chashrei Rosh Hashanah, the Nes did not result in a full sense of Gula, as was true, right, with other Nisim. And Deinochin Amin, that even to this day, As Rabbi says, Akati Avdei Chashei Rosh Hashanah. It's important to emphasize on Purim not only right, the element of Mechayvinish and Mesuda Pariah, which the Rambam writes again in the context of Sudas Purim alone, as the Rambam stresses, but also the more serious element. The Gemara stresses Akati Avdei Chashei Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara stresses on Shabbos Apei Ches Purim as being a time of Kabbalah Satorah. So one should always always bear that in mind. Sometimes I'm pointing to the Chagigas that Yeshiva has become more yeshivish in many ways, and one of them is the whole Lusan Purim. So there's certain things we don't have to emulate, but it's important always to make sure that the Simcha is really considered to be a Simcha Shal Mitzvah in the proper manifestation, right? To follow Sakalachim Shacharach during the course of the Sudas Purim, right, to drink a little bit Yosem and Limuda, a little bit more than a person that would learn, but more than a person drinks generally, that's what the Chavra means, and drink a little bit more than you normally would, right? But not that a person should do anything, Rahman al-Islam, that could result in reckless Chil Hashem. You have to be very, very, very careful about that. Alright. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get together this evening, and I'd very much appreciate if you can join tomorrow as well.